I was just wondering if anybody else wanted to do it.
It's recording.
Whatever, you're opening the show.
But it's your show.
You're supposed to say, like, good morning.
So you can say whatever you want. All right, I'll just do it then. I'm gonna, just to let you know, I'm keeping all this. This is how the podcast is opening. It's starting just like this. Okay.
Welcome to the Matt and Miranda Show.
That is right. Welcome to the show. As you can tell, everyone is back again. I hope you are enjoying your long 3-day weekend for, was it President's Day?
Yes. Yeah.
I should know this. I'm a teacher. We live for these things.
You just get a day off.
Yeah, we live for these days. So, hope you're enjoying your 3-day weekend. Thank you for spending your time with us. But again, everyone's back. Cohen, Lindsay, Hurley, Sandler, and me. We're going to talk about weird things that we think may not be weird to you, but weird things that Lindsay and I ate growing up. And then the boys will kind of talk about, you know, we'll discuss, you know, would they eat it or drink it? I guess it could be drinks too. I have a drink in mind, so I guess not weird, but yeah, it'll be kind of different. So, but just weird things that we had growing up. All right, so do you want to go first, Lynn?
Sure. All
right.
Yeah. There was a dinner we always had as a kid, the chicken, broccoli, and peaches meal that we had, and it was all lined up in a glass 9x13 dish. Some chicken breasts, cut up, cooked chicken breasts, and then some broccoli and some peaches, and then a mixture of mayonnaise and sour cream was spread over the top of all of it, and some Parmesan cheese was sprinkled on top as well. And then you put it in the oven under the broiler, and so that kind of bakes it a little bit, and it's nice and warm. Yeah. And then you scoop it all up, and you eat it all together. A little bit of broccoli and peaches and chicken with the sour cream mayonnaise mixture all together, and it's delicious.
So it was like layered lasagna?
Side by side. You just put it side by side.
Oh, so it was like one third chicken, yes. One third broccoli, one third peaches.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you were eating.
Oh, that's weird.
But you still eat it together. I mean, you put it in the pan separate, but you still eat it together. And I remember when my mom made this dish for Lewis, when I think we were just dating at the time. I don't think we were married yet. And you thought it was the weirdest thing ever.
I wasn't going to say anything until after they gave us their thoughts and opinions. But yeah, I thought it was pretty weird. Like, separately, I think it's all perfectly fine. But together, no.
Yeah.
I mean, was it cream cheese?
No, I'm pretty sure it was.
I
haven't ever made it, you know, since we've been married, because I knew you didn't like it, so I've never made it. So I don't actually know exactly what goes in the sauce, but I'm pretty sure that it was mayonnaise and sour cream and a Parmesan cheese mixture that goes on top.
All right, so I don't know. Maybe we have to try it again. Maybe
we'll have to make it sometime.
But I don't know.
I'm not a fan of sour cream already, but like, I would eat chicken and broccoli, but it's all of a sudden you put peaches on it, and now it just seems weird.
Grandma's gonna make it. You gotta ask her to make it next time. So, you know, she'll make it for you.
I already don't want to eat mayonnaise just because, like, I mean, it looks gross, and like, I've smelt it before, and to me, it smells gross. I don't know.
You like?
Maybe
it.
It's just me.
Like, you'll eat it in the macaroni salad. You eat it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Especially with the chicken and broccoli and peaches, that part is also throwing me off.
Well, I would eat everything except the broccoli because I don't like broccoli, so yeah.
But you'd be okay with the sauce on it and eating like the chicken and peaches together?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just imagining like a really gross lasagna. Like, I don't know. I don't know why. I just keep seeing, like.
It was delicious. I remember it was a common meal we'd eat. It was good. I loved it.
Again, I like them separate. Just, it was, I don't know, you guys just put this thing on my plate. I was like, eat it. And I thought it was supposed to be eaten together. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about this.
Yeah. So, you guys think it would be weird to eat it or not weird? Wait,
and you like
weird
it?
Or not?
I
weird.
Think it's weird.
Weird. Weird or not weird?
Hurley's fine with it. Well, he just doesn't like broccoli anyway. So
I don't really know.
So you're indifferent.
It's weird.
So we may definitely need to try and eat this now.
No. All right. Yeah.
Since everyone thinks
it's going on the menu.
I mean, everyone thinks it's weird.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Because it's got to be good. You're not going to give me something bad. Like, you ate it as a kid, so. Right?
And do I make bad food?
No.
So, you know.
Yeah. So, the idea for this came about because, so this is my thing. My first one, I guess. And you guys always give me a hard time because I like dipping things into things. And so I have a couple of foods. But the first one is I like to make peanut butter butter sandwiches. So peanut butter with butter sandwiches. Make slather the butter on it, like a thick layer of butter. And you could probably put an equal amount of peanut butter or less. I'm not that big of a fan of peanut butter. But thick layer of butter and then some peanut butter between two slices of bread, and then you dip it in hot chocolate.
Just so you know, he just ate this.
that's why, yeah. Because it's cold outside. It's cold outside. And so that's what gave me the idea. So thoughts?
It was pretty weird. Okay, I'm not like as big of a fan of butter as I think you are, but... But it's got to be good. I mean, it's peanut butter and it's hot chocolate, and butter is good. It makes things, I mean, it's fat and stuff, so it's got to be good.
I think Paula Deen would approve.
I think it's the dipping it into the hot chocolate thing that the bread gets all soggy and weird. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have that much of a problem with it. I love, like, peanut butter chocolate stuff, like... Reese's and anything peanut butter chocolate, like, I'll eat it, so it doesn't seem like it would be that bad to me. Yeah. So
I agree with Mom, just like all the bread getting soggy, and it's weird.
Yeah, but it soaks up the hot chocolate and it's delicious.
I think it was one of those things that, like, I think we were gonna have hot chocolate. Yeah, we were probably dating or newly married. And we were having hot chocolate, and you bust out the bread and the butter and peanut butter. I'm like, what in the world are you doing? We're having hot chocolate. You have, like, marshmallows and whipped cream with this kind of thing.
I didn't grow up in a household like that. We didn't put, unless the marshmallows came inside the hot chocolate. I don't remember ever putting marshmallows in it. Man, this might have to be, like, our first IGTV that we do is... setting up all the different things and having everyone test it. I think it would be great.
I'll do that, yeah. That would be fun.
We're going to try all these foods.
Hurley's a little hesitant. He's not so sure about that one.
All right, so...
He's about food.
He's not the adventurous eater.
It's so weird or not weird?
I don't think that's weird. I would eat it.
Weird.
It's kind of weird.
It's not weird at all.
Oh, it's like 50-50.
Anything wrong
and
with
I don't
it.
Think it's weird, so boom, not weird. So go out there.
Automatically.
3-2. Peanut butter, butter, sandwich, dipped in hot chocolate. It's delicious.
Yeah. So every time we had, you know, birthday or whatever it is, obviously we have cake, and the best thing to do with the cake. Maybe not the first time you have it, but definitely like the leftover cake, is to stick it in a mug and pour milk over it and eat it with a spoon. And we always would have the cake in milk. And it was the best. I think I liked it more than eating it by itself.
See, so I never thought it was weird. It's just, I never thought to put it together. Because you just, I would have milk with cake. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have milk with cake and cookies and brownies. But I just never thought to put them together and eat it with a spoon like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's weird. I just think, I was like, oh, what? You can do that? People do that, right? You know?
Yeah, I know.
So I guess I did it wrong. So when we were with Grandma, we made cake, and I was like, well, I'll put some milk with it. So I had a cake, and I had a cup of milk. So I would just, like, take a bite of cake, and then I'd put some milk in my mouth, and I would eat it, and it was good. But
nah, that's not right.
You have to put it in the cup together.
Yeah, and then you stir it around and get it all blended in together and mushed together. It's good stuff. Especially a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah,
that's the best.
It'd be like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Also eating cake.
Well, I'm not saying it's weird, but it just depends on what cake. Like, I would choose chocolate, but if it was like a vanilla cake,
vanilla? I would...
It's still good, but not. I think it's not as good as the, like, that chocolate sheet cake, like the Texas sheet cake kind of thing.
Yeah, vanilla still works. It's just, I think the milk helps balance out the chocolate you know, because chocolate is rich, and so it helps balance it out. And so that's why it already tastes good separate, but putting it together is good. Which, again, I think it's weird that you think it's weird to dip bread into hot chocolate. And here we're just gonna make it mush. We're not even gonna give it a shot to, like, stay what it was meant to be. We're just gonna put it in this milk and we're just gonna mix it all up and just turn it into
cake. Is not meant to be dry. I think that bread is meant to be dry.
Cake is dry. But you put cake stuff on it, so it's not dry. So what's the point?
Cake is meant to be dry.
No, cake is not meant to be dry. It's supposed to be like moist.
No, bread. But
bread, no.
What about French toast? You dip it in like a water-ish mixture.
You cook it so that it's dry again. And it cooks up.
Yeah, it can still be somewhat wet.
I think this one tastes good. I mean, it's cake and milk, so you can't really go wrong, but it is a little bit weird to think about. But I mean, I grew up with you and, like, everyone eating it, and so I was just like, oh, this is normal.
Yes,
this
that's
is
what it was. This is what everybody does too. Like, my grandpa, I think it started with my grandpa doing it, and so it just was a normal thing in my family too.
And that's why I don't think it's weird, because again, I drink milk with it. It's just I never thought to put them together.
Yeah.
Why do that? So, okay, so, again, final votes. Weird, not weird.
Not weird.
I've eaten it before. It's not weird.
No, it's not weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird either.
All right.
So, that, again, IDTV, maybe that'll be, like, the end. Yes. We'll all celebrate with cake and milk.
Or you start out easy and then you go into the weird.
No.
No, you got to make, like, a cake cup and put milk inside.
Oh.
Okay. Challenge
cup cake, and then
it's like a cookie cup.
That wouldn't work.
And now we make a cake cup.
You're saying it's a cupcake, not a cake cup.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want
the
a
cookie
cupcake.
Cup didn't work either.
Cup that cake is a cake.
Yeah, cake cup. All right, next one. So I'm torn about which one I want to do next. Maybe I'll skip the bread one again.
No,
and I'll do it. I'll leave that one for later on. So I don't know other people that have done this. I'm sure there have been, but growing up, my aunts did this one all the time whenever I was over. And so anytime I went over to, like, my aunt or uncle's house, I would always ask for this because I didn't really like to drink water growing up. And so so they would always make me milk with sugar. And they would take a couple scoops of sugar, pour it into a glass of milk and stir it up. And then I would drink it and I loved it. And then at the bottom there'd always be just like tons of sugar left over. And I would just hold the cup, you know, tilt that cup up and just wait for all the sugar to run down into my mouth.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it, looking back, I'm like, that was kind of weird. Like, why would you do that? Like, but it's delicious. I'll drink it right now if you want me to.
I mean, you had me and I was like, okay, this seems like it'll be okay. Until you talked about eating like the leftover undissolved sugar.
Why wouldn't you?
Why? Yeah. Why? The sugar is the best part.
I don't know. It's just like eating sugar on its own is like, I don't know.
Oh, I would eat sugar. My mom used to leave sugar out on the counter. And I would take spoons and I would just take a little spoon and just dump it in my mouth and eat it.
Don't give Pearly any ideas.
So weird. This is definitely weird. Like, nobody does that. And takes milk and puts sugar in it. And same with just taking spoonfuls of sugar and then just...
Oh, I'm sure there's little kids everywhere that take spoonsful of sugar.
Pearly wants to do it now.
Yeah.
But... Again, so if you, I want to know. I don't know of many people that do it, or is this like just specific to like is it a Filipino thing? Is it like what? I don't know. So if you have done this, or if somebody else, like, let me know, because I've never met any other person that's ever done this before. But yeah, what do you think, Hurley?
I don't think it's weird because I like I love sugar and I like milk, so if you put them together, they probably should taste good.
Yeah, it'd just be even better, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like milk and cereal, minus the cereal, but you keep all the sweetness of it. Yeah?
Kind of like that. Yeah, like you had like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like at the end you got like milk with the cinnamon sugar, and again... If you don't drink the leftover milk, who are you? What are you doing with your life? Yeah. Right? And so, well, unless you don't like milk, you know, I mean, you know, sorry if you're lactose intolerant, but you should, if you can drink the milk. But yeah, it's like that.
I remember when we'd have like Rice Krispies and they don't really have a taste to them. You know, they're not very sweet or anything. And so we'd pour sugar on them on top of our bowl of cereal of the Rice Krispies.
Oh no. We just filled.
Gave Hurley another
Hurley's
idea.
Like, this is possible? People
and
do
so
these
I
things?
Feel like, yeah, at the very end, you know, when all the cereal is gone, but there's still a little bit of sugar left in that milk and it would be like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. You wouldn't make Rice Krispie treats? You would eat like just the Rice Krispies in a bowl with milk?
Yeah, it's a cereal.
That's what Rice Krispies are.
That's the original way. I've never
eaten them like that.
I know, we only ever make Rice Krispies.
That's weird
treats.
Enough as it is.
It's a cereal.
It's a cereal.
I only ate this.
Meant to be eaten in a bowl of milk. Not as a treat.
Rice Krispies is a secondary treat that came from the cereal.
Okay.
Mind blown. You should see the brain explosion going on at top of
I was today years old.
I was today years old when I found out. Sailor.
When did you realize Rice Krispies were a cereal? Today.
Oh my gosh.
That they were not meant to be a treat. Oh,
that is true, though. We don't eat
we
it
don't ever
as a cereal.
I've never eaten it as a cereal.
We always eat it as a
to be honest. But I knew it was a cereal.
Yeah, because it's bland. Yeah, yeah, like we wouldn't. We like sugary cereals, if you can't tell.
Sorry.
All right, so again, we're not weird.
What were we talking about?
milk with sugar.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was weird.
That is nowhere near weird.
You would say that. I don't know. I mean, I think it's weird.
Weird.
Sam's in the middle.
Oh, not weird. It's not weird. Well, maybe I take it back. I do think it's weird. Especially because I don't know anybody else that, I don't know anyone else that does it, so.
Yeah, I think it's weird for that same reason. Like, it is kind of a weird thing to do, but at the same time, it's not like a, I don't think it would taste bad, you know, like it, it's yeah. nothing different than putting, you know, like a chocolate milk powder in your milk, or, you know, it's like sweetening it up, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing to do.
It's just kind of weird, but.
All right, yeah. So, still weird.
Yeah, I guess so, a little weird.
So again, let us know. Bad. Try it out. Do you think it's weird? I don't, you know, let us know. All right. Do you got another food, Lynn? I got one more for sure.
Okay, go.
All right. So this one again deals with bread. So I like, and I don't. My mom is the one that ate this all the time, I guess. I think so. This is my mom and. So I like to take, I like to make tuna sandwiches and and top ramen, so chicken or beef usually, and we dip it in. Eric's just like dip it in the soup. You dip it in your ramen, and it soaks up the soup, and you eat. Tuna sandwiches with ramen. And I'll do it in the wintertime. I'll do it in the summertime. It doesn't matter. Because to me, it's like, I don't know. It's like anything. Like, that's what people do with soups. It's like they dip stuff into it. Like mm-hmm. tomato soup, whatever. Yeah. It's just, I do tuna sandwiches and top ramen. I don't know.
So I've had this because, you know.
Yeah.
We've eaten it together, and I actually do like it. It's weird, and so, but now I'm thinking, wait, I guess the bread on that gets soggy, so maybe the peanut butter sandwich and the hot cocoa might be bad.
That's what I'm saying.
The cold, the combination of, like, the cold and the hot. Oh, man.
And
yeah,
people okay. dip things into soup all the time,
yeah,
like
this
breads.
Good. I like it. I like the tuna sandwich and ramen. I mean, do I? I don't have to have the ramen every time I have a tuna sandwich. Like, I still like tuna by itself. I think mm-hmm. I'd rather eat a tuna sandwich by itself, but with the ramen is still good too.
Well, for me now, it's more of like a nostalgic mm-hmm. comfort food, and so whenever I have like a tuna sandwich, I think about the ramen and like how good it tastes together. You know, but yeah.
Okay, well, I do think it's weird, but I see you eat it all the time, so it can't be that bad. But
I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing, because I see some people eat some weird stuff all the time, and just because they eat it all the time doesn't make it any better.
No, but like, I just feel like it's kind, it's a somewhat okay combination, but. You know, I don't really like top ramen that much, and so like people hate me for it. But you know,
because you're weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm the weirdo, I guess. But I mean, I'll eat top ramen, but and I like tuna sandwiches, so it's not the weirdest thing, but it's still not normal.
I don't like tuna sandwiches, so it's not going to taste good.
And I think there are a lot of people that would agree with you. There's probably a lot of people that are already think the tuna sandwich part is weird. So.
Yeah, so that's why this is like a very specific.
Wait a minute.
Because there are people that don't like tuna, and there are people that don't like top ramen. And so now I'm taking two of the things that I think a lot of people don't like. Mm-hmm. And just mashing them together. Like, it's almost like a, you know, if you're running out of food and you don't have any money. It's like a college student dish.
Okay, so this is going to be really weird. So, I don't really think that it's, like, weird, but I don't like tuna. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think it's weird, but I wouldn't eat it because I don't like tuna.
Makes sense.
So not weird, but you wouldn't eat it. Okay, I gotcha. I don't know. So okay, final final tally again? Weird, not weird.
Not weird.
Weird.
Not weird.
I think.
No, I think that it is weird, but it's good.
Yeah, I think it's weird, but I would try it. I'll eat it.
Right? Oh man, like I'm so excited. Like, I really think we should do a IGTV now, trying all the things.
Check us out on Instagram.
You know, yeah, definitely gonna have to have people watch this. I think it'd be good. But anything else? Did you think of it something? Another food?
No, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
I think the only other weird, so the weird thing that I know that you ate as a child, but like the more I think about it, I know it's not going to be weird, and I'm sure a lot of other people do it because we have our own version as Filipinos, is you had macaroni and cheese with hot dogs, right, as a child?
Oh, yeah.
And I had spaghetti with hot dogs in it as a child. You know, but that's like a specific, like, I don't know. Like, if you talk to Filipino people, you know, I talk to Filipino students all the time. And it's like, that is like, there's a thing. It's like, that's how you make it. It's like a spaghetti with a sweet sauce and hot dogs in it. So I was like, oh, okay, it's not that. It's not a weird thing, but it's specific, like, to Filipinos, I guess. And then I think it's just like a Caucasian thing to have macaroni and cheese with hot dogs. Because I'm pretty sure I've had other students tell me that they've had that before.
Yeah.
And so, but like, it's not like cross ethnicity. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that makes sense. But everyone has their thing.
Yeah, like nobody else. I don't know. I don't know like Asian people that eat macaroni and cheese with hot dogs or Hawaiian, you know, is, or maybe they do now. Maybe they'll listen and be like, oh yeah, let's try that. I don't know.
The one thing that actually I thought you were going to say was my Jell-O cottage cheese. The pink stuff.
Oh, like, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Time, it's okay, good. Yeah.
Because I feel like it came up at like a lot of church functions. Yeah. Like, so to me, it's not a weird thing because I know of other families that eat it. You know what I mean?
You got to explain this to everybody then, like exactly what goes into it. Because yes, this is something that I think you should mention.
So it is a container of cottage cheese, a packet of Jell-O gelatin. You know, I like, you know, maybe the raspberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do other flavors, but, you know, I like raspberry, or orange is even good, I think, and strawberry and...
No, raspberry's
probably
the best,
yeah. And then a container of Cool Whip. And you mix it all together. And, I mean, it's good if you kind of wait for a little, the Jell-O crystals kind of dissolve a little bit, but you can eat it right away. And it's kind of fluffy, and it's sweet and good, and I don't know, it's good.
I think it's good, okay? I ate it my whole childhood, and I still eat it now. Like, I remember you explaining the ingredients to me, and I was like, this is weird.
It is weird.
Like, you ruined the magic for me. I loved this stuff. But, you know, I still like it. I will continue to eat it.
Did you try it, Hurley, when I made it?
No.
I
don't know what
you guys are talking about. So you think it's weird? Yeah. The pink stuff, as we call it? We call it the pink stuff.
Just because we can't find anything else.
That's what the little kids see pink and they want to eat it.
Yeah, I think it's weird, so.
He's done. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with Hurley. I mean, I ate it and I was like, okay, I think this is okay. But the more I ate it, the more like the chunky cottage cheese just kind of like got to me and I couldn't eat it anymore.
Explain it as chunky.
But cottage cheese is chunky. It so like the more I ate it, the more it like got to my head and I was like, I can't eat this anymore. My. So I don't like the pink stuff and I think it's weird.
Not going to lie, I thought it was weird. I mean, you look at it and you're like, what? It's just so like a, like it looks like a pink slime.
It's not slimy.
Well, not a slime, like a, but it looks wet.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this? Like, and it does have like the little chunks.
My mom would put like mandarin oranges in it.
Yeah, and I think that's even weirder. I think that's even weirder. But it's good.
It's good.
No, it is good.
Okay.
No, that would get to my head even more because
people will think that.
I think you have to like cottage cheese. You know, I don't know if I'd eat cottage cheese by itself, but mixed in that, or like I remember mixing like a packet of ranch seasoning. I had a friend tell me to do that. Mix a packet of ranch seasoning.
Into the same stuff?
Just cottage cheese. Oh. Not with Jello and stuff. No.
Oh, okay. I was like, you could have Jello and what? Like that? This was already weird. You're making it weirder.
No. Just the packet of ranch seasoning into some cottage cheese, and you use it to, like, you know, you dip crackers in or chips or, you know, as like a ranch. And so,
yeah, I've seen that before.
And so, I mean, but you have to like, again, you have to like cottage cheese for those kind of things. You know, you can't not like cottage cheese and hope that the packet of ranch is going to change things, or that the Cool Whip and Jell-O is going to change things, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you still have to be okay with the one thing.
Yeah.
If you switched out the cottage cheese for the mandarin oranges, I think I would eat it. So.
But no, you need the cottage cheese.
Just Jell-O with the mandarin oranges.
He wants you to just sprinkle Jell-O on top of oranges. How about a little bit of sugar on there too?
What about the Cool Whip and yogurt mixture? We did that one.
That's really good.
You dipped
your fruit.
The fruit dip, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But the pink stuff, no.
So good. Mick would want some right now.
It does taste good. Especially, you know, like I said, like I like it when we have, like today we had hot dogs and baked beans, and I feel like it's that compliment because it's a cold dish and it's kind of sweet.
Yes.
And so it complements like the salty hot stuff.
Yeah.
Even though again the first time I had it, I was like, "What is this? This is so weird," because it has chunks from like the cottage cheese, and it's pink and it looks wet and not slimy, but like why is it so, what is this? It's wet. Like it's like a dip, but it's not a dip. I don't know. Uh-huh. But it tastes good.
And for whatever reason, it does taste good.
Yeah.
As a side dish to hot dogs.
Yeah, it's like a summery meal. I always associate it with summer. Because like every time we have hot dogs, or every time we go and we have like burgers, like it's just there with everything else.
But again, is it weird? So weird, not weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Well, obviously, I think that it's not weird.
Yeah. It's weird, but good.
Yeah, I think it's weird, too. Gross. But it's a weird dish that I think most people would like. So
I don't think it's weird, because I know a lot of people that do like it. So.
Yeah. But again, it's like I'd never, ever in like 20-something years heard of this thing until I had it at your house, so. But all right, so that's our weird or not weird foods. Again, try them out if you want to. Let us know your thoughts, right? Or if you don't want to try them out, just let us know. What do you think? Weird, not weird? Have you had these before? Do you know other people? Again, I'm asking because a lot of these things that I've had growing up, I don't know of other people that eat these things. So that's why when I explain them, most people think it's weird. So, or if you have your own weird dishes, let us know. And again, maybe we'll have to try them all together. And we'll put a video together and you guys can watch us do it on IGTV. But you got to follow us on Instagram at Master Miranda Show. All right. And we'll see you next week. Want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
That was so.
That was pretty weak.
That was really good. Yeah, that was weak.
We should
make an outfit.
Yeah, I know. See you guys later.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Did you hit the button yet?
Nope. Turn it off. All right. See you guys later. Bye.